This program is transcribed from an earlier network broadcast.
Point Sublime, starring Cliff Arquette and Mel Blanc. Written and produced by Robert L. Redd. Point Sublime. In just a moment, we'll bring you the human story of a fellow named Ben Willard. First, we'd like you to meet your John Hancock agent.
Say, if you don't mind a friendly little nudge, folks, I'd just like to remind you that now that the holiday decorations are coming down, isn't it time to start living up to those fine resolutions you made for the new year? Like the one I suggested last week, for instance. Instead of worrying about what might happen to your loved ones if they should ever have to get along without you, why not settle that important problem in the real, practical way that life insurance provides? For example, if you were no longer here, your family would probably need 1 year or more to adjust themselves properly to a new way of life. And that, friends, is where your local John Hancock agent can come in mighty handy. Ask him about the simple John Hancock personal security plan, which will give your loved ones the support they need when they need it most. It won't cost you as much as you may think to provide such a fund, as you'll discover when you have a talk with your friendly John Hancock agent. Why not let him help you?
For the human story of a fellow named Ben Willard. The holidays are over now, and for several days, Ben Willard has been avoiding the task of taking inventory in his store. Right now, in a gay mood, he walks among his counters, sizing up his merchandise.
I love you as I never loved before. Ah, romance. As John Barrymore once said, the trouble with life is that there are so many beautiful women and so little time. Oh, great fellow Barrymore, yeah. Since first I met you on the village green. Oh, I dread taking inventory here in the kitchenware department. Stew pans. Turkey roasters I didn't sell last Thanksgiving. Only one Presto cooker left. Got a reorder on them.
Yeah. Well, how are you, Ben?
Well, if there's no Roy Knapp, Sheriff of Vernon County.
I'm having a 2 o'clock meeting at Community Hall with the local deputies, Ben. Place is locked. You got the keys?
Oh, yeah. Here you are. The long one, Roy.
You want them right back, or will after the meeting do?
Well, after's okay. Don't inconvenience yourself.
Oh, you're always so accommodating, Ben.
Cast your bet upon the water, Roy. It might come back to you someday as cake.
Well, see you later. If there's anything I can ever do for you, Ben, just let me know.
Yeah, thanks, Roy. Can't tell when I might need a sheriff. Can't understand why folks keep re-electing me, Roy. Yeah, he's all right. Oh, dear, the phone. I hope things don't start forcing themselves on me. Yes, phone, I'm coming, Lord. Oh, hello, Ben Willis, store model. We got everything. Who's on the other end of the cord? Every baby. Five? No. No, the meal hasn't come yet.
Mr. Willard.
Yeah, just a second, Abby. Mooney. Mooney, I'm on the phone.
Yeah, but the 2 o'clock bus from Vernon's coming.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Abby, 2 o'clock bus from Vernon's coming. I gotta hang up. Yeah, Abby, I'll open the mail pouch right away and take a look. Why don't you come on over? Like to see you. Okay. Good. See you in a few minutes here. I got a rush. Gaboo. No, not.
Here comes the old Vernon bus. We're weaving and rocking.
Yeah, well, I hope the bus has a letter on it from me and Evelyn Hanover. Hope we won the contest.
What contest?
Well, I'll tell you later, kid. I'll get out and get the mail pouch. Yeah, here she comes. Hey, the bus isn't going to stop. Hey, what's the idea?
It didn't stop. It just threw the mail sack at you.
Yeah, well, he missed me.
Yeah.
Nah,
I got it.
Well, bring it to the store.
Yeah. Oh, not much mail today.
about your encounter, boy. I'll get the key out of the post office department here.
Hey, Willie, what contest are you expecting to hear from today?
Lock the sack. What contest?
Yeah.
The Great Vernon Son's annual New Year's anagram contest.
No, I didn't hear about it.
Well, Miss Hanover and I worked three nights on it, sending our entry together last week. If we win, Ellie and I'll split the $500 between us.
Gee, hardly any mail at all.
Darn, the old catalog and this letter, the pink envelope.
I guess you didn't win the contest. Hey. What smells so fancy?
Yes, this pink envelope. Gosh, this missile will stench up my whole establishment. Yes, for me.
Well, who's writing you in the pink envelopes and using the toilet water for ink?
Things like this scare me.
Gee, what's your name?
Oh, my gosh, Mooney, listen. My dearest darling, Benny Lampie.
Lampie?
Your letter and picture were forwarded to me last week by the Lonely Hearts Club.
Lonely Hearts Club? Well, I gotta go. I'll see you
later. Mooney, you come back here.
Now, don't look at me that way, Mr. Willett.
This is some of your doings. What'd you do with that fool gag letter I wrote 2 weeks ago?
Well, you know that day you got mad at me?
Yeah.
Well, to get even, I stamped and mailed your letter.
Well, darn you, Mooney. I just wrote that silly letter to the Lonely Hearts Club to have some fun showing it to Evelyn Hanover. I want to make her jealous. I never wanted it mailed.
Well, you better see what your answer in pink says.
Yeah, I suppose. I am a woman of great charm, verve, and action. Oh, dear. Action.
Go on.
I am glad you are so wealthy.
She admires money.
Yeah, she says, money is so important to a happy marriage. Marriage?
She is a woman of action.
I am glad you are also looking for a mate. I'm not looking for a mate. Evelyn Hanover's the only one. I told you so many times.
Read.
Evelyn Hanover.
Read.
All right, read. I am coming to meet you. Mooney, she's coming here to meet me. Listen, she says she'll be in on the afternoon of January 5th.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
That's today.
Oh, what's her name?
Well, it's signed Toodles Ledoux.
It'd be Toodles
Ledoux? No, Toodles Ledoux.
Oh.
Must be of French descent. Oh, my gosh, Evie's on her way over here right now. I don't want Evie to find me with Toodles. I got to phone Evie right away and tell her not to come over.
Operator.
Yeah. Connect me with Evelyn Hanover's cottage. Hurry. Life, death, and the pink lady are involved.
Well, I think I'll go ice skating.
You stay right here, August Moon. You got me into this. What, operator? Nobody answers. Oh, dear. Evie's on her way over, I guess. She'll be here when the pink lady arrives. Oh, laws.
I think it's all starting to close in on you, Mr. Willett.
You know, I wish I owned a television set.
Why?
Well, I'd take it down in the storm cellar, bolt the doors, and watch an irresistible force meet an immovable object.
Hey, but what you really going to do, huh?
Oh, I don't know. Wish I was dead.
And I wish I was ice skating.
Hey, wait a minute. That's it. I will be dead.
Yeah, you will be if you get in between Evelyn Hanover and to the Toodles Ledoux.
Well, don't you get it, Mooney? I'm going to play dead.
Oh, great idea.
Mooney, that's it. When and if Toodles gets here this afternoon, tell her I died and left the store to you. Meanwhile, I'll hide till she gets out of town.
Well, what'll I tell Miss Hanover when she comes here?
Yeah, tell her I went ice skating for a couple of years. Oh, my gosh, look, Evelyn's coming now. Oh, dear.
And Howie McBee, your rival's with her.
Oh, it's too late. I got to face Evie. I got to tell her and leave fast.
How are you, Ben, old boy?
Was there any mail, Ben?
Mail?
Just a catalog and one pink letter.
Mooney.
Didn't we hear from the anagram contest editor?
No, I guess we didn't win, did we?
Oh, dear. And this is the day the winnings are to be announced.
Who's writing you on pink stationery, Benny?
A lady of action.
Yeah, Mooney, button your lip.
Yes.
Howie and I came over to spend the afternoon with you then.
Oh, no.
We're going to help you with your inventory.
Yeah, I'm closing the store.
Closing?
I'm going out of business. Now, Evie, you and Howie go somewhere else.
What?
What is this crazy talk, closing store?
Are you trying to get rid of me, Ben Willett?
Yeah, no.
The first answer was right.
Mooney.
Oh. Ben, you make me so angry. You telephoned and asked me to come over.
What's the matter, Betty? Some old girlfriend writing to you?
Howie, please take Evelyn for a date.
I've never been so insulted. Come, Howard, we'll go.
My unexpected pleasure, Evelyn.
And it'll be a dreary day before I return to this store. I'll buy from the co-op market.
Well, if you can't tell when a gentleman's trying to do you a favor, then get out.
Good day, sir.
Oh, dear. Mooney.
Now, keep back, Mr. Willett. Yeah, but
they
put down that cheese knife.
I got a notion to quarter you.
Hey, look, out the window.
What?
It's the old Vernon bus. It's backing up the street to the store.
Hey, what goes?
You know, can't you see? A woman standing up by the driver, you see?
Yeah, tall, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's giving the driver the dickens.
Yeah, probably because of Mr. Stop. Hey, she's all dressed in pink.
Oh, no. Must be Toodles Ledoux. I gotta hide.
Yeah, get behind the counter quickly, Willard. I'll handle everything. Yeah,
look at her. Half a dozen suitcases.
Oh, she must be here to stay. Oh, she's coming in. Duck down behind the counter. Fast, quick.
Yeah, tell her I'm dead.
Yeah, sure. Now, keep quiet.
Yeah, tell her not to
move.
Oh, is this the establishment of Mr. Ben Wheeler?
It was, madam.
It was?
Yes.
You mean it is no more his establishment?
Not now.
Has he sold out?
Well, not exactly. He just isn't here anymore.
Where is he?
Oh, I could give her the answer to that one.
I'm very irritated. I've come a long way to see him.
Just a minute, if that pink lady, a customer came in.
I demand to know where he is, Mr. Willett.
Hiya, bud. Where can I find Ben Willett?
He isn't here.
You see, mister.
I'm from the Vernon Sun. I'm the anagram contest editor. Gates is the name. I got some great news for some guy named Ben Willett.
So have I.
Willard has just won first prize in our annual New Year's anagram contest. $500.
Oh, how wonderful! An extra $500 he has now.
Yeah. Now, I've got to notify him today. According to the rules, the award goes to the next highest contestant. Where can I find him, you know?
Yes, just where is it, Mr. Willett?
Well, it's kind of sad.
Sad?
Yeah. You see, he's dead.
Dead?
Yeah, but he entered the contest last week. When did he die?
Not long ago. Quick case. Awful sad.
And after I've come all the way from Omaha, Nebraska, to marry the man, he has to go and die?
Well, I'm sorry. I guess that's that. If he's dead, he's dead. I'll have to drive up to Elmswood, where the next highest contestant lives. Now, sorry the boss passed on.
Hey, don't go. Come back.
What?
Yeah, I'm Ben Willard. I'm not dead.
What?
I guess he healed up.
Did I win? Come here. Give me my $500.
Are you really Ben Willett?
Ben Willett in the flesh. Flash. A little excited. Give me the $500.
Oh, wait a minute. Not so fast. I thought you were dead.
Yeah, a little mistake. I guess Mooney thought I was laying back there at the counter dead, huh?
There he goes, blaming me.
Give me the $500.
Mr. Willett! I had to catch my breath. Well, I couldn't believe it. Why, you're twice as handsome as the picture you said to me.
Now, look here, too.
Oh, you just won another $500. Oh, you wonderful rich man.
Now, Toodles, you keep back. No. Go away.
Give my boyfriend a
help.
She kissed him, huh?
Well, I guess you're Willard, okay? Do you accept this prize money or not?
Certainly.
Of course we do.
We?
Hey, you should have stayed stone cold dead behind the counter place.
Danny, we had so much to talk about. Take our money from the man and let's go somewhere and talk.
Does anyone in the group have a small revolver with a very large bore?
Not me. Well, here's your check, Mr. Willett. Congratulations to you from the Vernon Sun newspaper. Well, I'm done for the day. Gotta go.
Yeah, wait a minute. I'll get my hat and go with you. Yeah, he left.
Oh, now, Danny, you're going to stay here and get acquainted with Tootin.
You know me. Mother said there'd be days like this. Oh, if Abby was only here.
Danny.
Yes.
Danny boy, mon pigeon blanc. Oh, I'm kissing you.
Now, Tootin, now keep away from me. I'm not well. I'm a sacrociliac. I got the virus X. Where's Abby? Abby, come back. Abby, Howie, friends,
help. We'll bring you part two of Point Sublime.
Say, Art.
Yes, Wim?
Are you in the same boat as I am? I still keep starting to write 1947 instead of 48.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe we're like those women who don't want to count their last birthday.
Well, you know, it's great to be young, Webster. Of course, it's all a vicious circle. When you're young, you fall in love, and when a fellow's in love, he's bound to worry a lot.
Yes, I guess that's so, but, you know, it's a darn sight easier to get past the worry than the love part of it. Take the family man. A great deal of the concern he naturally feels for his loved ones can just be set aside once he knows their future is secure. And it's much simpler than you might think to plan a sound life insurance program that makes sure your family will be able to get along no matter what happens to you. Now, the John Hancock Mutual Life Insurance Company can set up this plan in the one way that will be best suited to your income and to your family's needs. And don't forget, one out of every 9 Americans carrying life insurance has placed it with the John Hancock Company. So take advantage of this experience. Let your John Hancock agent help you plan a safe, secure tomorrow for your loved ones.
It's an hour later, almost 4 o'clock. While Ben has been having a miserable time trying to get rid of fortune-hunting Toodles Ledoux of Omaha, Howie McBryer and Evelyn Hanover have been enjoying themselves on the oceanfront veranda of Pine Tree Inn, a few miles out of town.
Sun's sinking in the ocean out there, Evelyn. Pretty.
Yes, sir. Howie, I've been thinking, why do I lose my temper with Ben?
Well, he's enough to exasperate anyone.
No, I think it's my fault this time. I'm ashamed. I've made up my mind. Come, Howard.
Let's just sit till the sun goes down.
No, I want to go see Ben. Apologize for my attitude this afternoon.
But Ben was rude to you. He told you to get out, and you said you'd never set foot in his store again.
Oh, never mind. Something's worrying, dear Ben. Probably something he's afraid at this moment to let me know about.
Ben is my very good friend, but I must point out, he did receive a pink letter from some lady.
I don't know anything about it. If he did, that's his business. I will never, ever meddle in his affairs. Take me back. I must apologize for my bad temper this afternoon. Come, Howard, to your car.
Well, please. If you insist, Evelyn.
Danny, dear.
No, I beg you, Toodles. I beg. B-E-G. E. No.
Oh, Danny, dear, let's get acquainted.
Toodles, I don't want to ever get any better acquainted with you. Now, please, please. Get on a bus and go back to Omaha.
Oh, now, don't get upset. You're going to love me, Ben, dear.
You stop calling me Ben, dear.
But Danny,
Now, wait a minute, Toodles. A customer might come in.
But, Ben,
you took me so I don't know what I'm saying.
I want to know about you. Do you have any other girls?
Me? Other girls? Oh, yeah, dozens and dozens and dozens of them. Not to boast, of course.
Well, I mean any one girl in particular.
Oh, sure. I go steady with one lovely lady.
What does she do?
Do? Oh, she's beautiful. She's a...
Well, she's a what?
She's a model.
Well, what does she model?
I don't know. She models bulldozers. I mean...
You tell me the truth.
Well, she's a stand-in for Willie the Penguin. I don't feel good. Where are my friends? Are they?
Oh, Ben, dear.
Now, Poodles. Toodles.
Benny.
Now, don't look at me that way. I get shivers in my withers.
Now, let's get practical. You sent me a letter. Will you marry me?
Yeah, get your hands out of my hair.
Oh, but Toodles love Ben.
Yeah, but Ben doesn't love Toodles. Yeah. Dude, stop tickling me. Go away, Mooney. It's fun.
But how these packages today just drove up, and Miss Hanover's getting out and coming in.
She is?
Yeah.
What? But Toodle, let go.
But Ben.
Mooney, I told you to stand outside and keep guard and warn me.
Well, I'm warning you. They're coming in.
Look out, Toodles. I got a duck.
What? You have a duck?
Yeah, he and Clark Gable both got ducks. Well, here they are.
Ben, I came back to apologize.
Hello, Evelyn, dear.
Aren't you going to introduce me, Benny Boy?
Benny Boy?
Your hair's all rumpled.
Keep calm, Evelyn. Your neck's getting red.
I'm all right. Well, as long as the cat has Ben's tongue, I'll introduce myself. I'm from Omaha.
I live here in Point Sublime.
I'm from Texas.
I'm from Hunger.
I am Evelyn Hanover. Who are you, madam?
Toodles.
What?
Yes. Toodles the Doo.
Toodles the Doo.
Oh, no. Well, laugh if you wish. I won't be using that name much longer. As a matter of fact, I might as well start in right now by introducing myself as the future Mrs. Ben Willett.
Oh, no. No, not that. Oh, no.
Why, Ben Willett, you cheat. I came back to apologize.
Oh, I think I'm going to go stark raving mad. Let me out of here.
Benny, come back here.
Where are you going, Ben?
Community Hall to find Sheriff Roy Knapp. Came to lock me up in a padded cell. The boo. The bee. Yeah. Oh, I'm gone.
Benny's upset.
Yeah, one of his pistons is slapping. I better follow him. And I'll help him.
Something's gone wrong we don't know about.
Good enough for it.
Oh, but the poor man.
Poor man, my foot. Now I see everything. Toodles.
Oh, you don't say that nicely.
You can have him. I'm going home. I hate him. I just hate Ben Willett.
Oh, dear.
Here, Evelyn. A fresh cold towel for your eyes.
Oh, I've never been so furious. And when that female in pink introduced herself as the future Mrs. Ben Willett.
Now, sit still, Evelyn.
She thinks that old fool Ben has money.
Well, I got 40 times more money than Ben has.
I can read that Toodle's mind like a book. She wants to marry Ben for his money.
Well, let her.
Well, I don't care if Ben Willett gets married. That isn't it. I just don't want him to marry a woman like her.
Oh, no, Evelyn, why not?
Why not? Because, well, for the social sake of Point Sublime, I won't have that marriage ever take place. I'm going over...
Evelyn, come back here.
No, sir. I have to protect the honor of Ben Willett, whether he has any honor or not.
Now, Evelyn, Ben's just an old flippity-gibbet.
He is not. He's wonderful. And I'm going over and give that female in pink a piece of my mind.
Look here, I came back to tell you to leave Ben Willett alone.
Oh, no, who do you think you are, Miss?
Now, girl.
Ben Willett is not rich. He's poor.
I came all the way from Omaha to get this man. He is rich.
Believe me, he has nothing. Doodles.
Toodles. I want to marry
him. Ladies,
Now, Mooney, Mooney, keep out of this.
Yes, Miss Hangover.
I say, Ben Willard is too good to waste his life on anyone such as you. And besides, he doesn't have any money. Coodles?
Oh, you are like a
coodle. Stop.
Oh, who does she think she is?
You two sound like a couple of cats with their tails caught in a mixmaster. Look, here comes Ben back again.
He better come back and explain a few things.
Oh, you're just the type who'd ask a man to explain, dearie.
And don't call me dearie.
Hello in there.
Come on in, Benny.
Yes, come in here, you.
Yes, ma'am. Evelyn, here. I just had this check made out in your name.
Check? What is it? Well, check for $250. What's this for?
Evie, you and me, we won the anagram contest. That's your half.
Well, why didn't you tell me before?
Well, there have been so many other little things going on.
Ben Willis, why are you giving money to this woman?
Because she's entitled to it. I got loads more.
What? You have?
Oh, sure. Down in the bin in the basement. Mooney.
Yes, sir.
Take the pail and go down and bring up a lot of money, will you? In a bucket.
Yeah, sure, I'll see you. What?
So here you are, Ben Willett.
Well, Sheriff Knapp. Where you been lately, Sheriff? Haven't seen you around for just ages and ages.
Ben, old friend.
What is it, Sheriff? You look upset.
Ben, I come with bad news.
What's that, Sheriff?
Ben, it is my unpleasant duty to close your store.
Close my store? Oh, Sheriff, what's happened? Oh, Toodles. This is a sudden shock.
What happened?
Ben, your creditors have just attached all your property.
Oh, no, Roy. No, don't say it's true.
It can't be true.
Why haven't you told me you needed money, Benny?
Oh, Howie, my pride.
Ben, you're bankrupt.
Oh, Ben, dear. That's what's been worrying you so.
Yes, Evelyn. Yes.
Here's your check to me for $250. Take it back. I give you my share of the contest winnings to help pay your debt.
You are so kind, Evelyn.
I'm sorry, that check's no good. Ben has no bank account.
Hey, me, Mr. Willett. The 515 bus for San Francisco is pulling up in front.
A bus for San Francisco?
What'd you say,
Toodle? I'm very put out. Mr. Willett, you have misrepresented everything. Your Lonely Hearts Club letter said you were financially secure. That is obviously a lot of baloney.
Life changes so rapidly.
Hey, the bus is here. Is anybody leaving on it or not?
Personally, I'm going back to Omaha.
Oh, now, Toodles, baby, you can't leave me in my hour of financial distress.
Baker, boy, carry my bags out.
Yes, ma'am. And don't call me boy.
Yeah, let me help you.
Goodbye, Toodles. You have broken my heart.
Oh, there's something fishy about everything here. Bonsoir.
Hello, Evie, honey.
I'm a little confused.
Don't look at me.
Now, Benny, old friend, I'll not have Sheriff Knapp or your creditors or anybody else close up this wonderful little store of yours.
You're a kind man, Howard.
You will help Ben in his hour of travail, won't you, Howard?
Help him? Why, Ben Willett, everything I've got is yours. I won't see this store closed.
Yeah, well, Howard...
Why, this store of yours represents the spirit of our whole Point Sublime community. It is the symbol of the people.
Yeah, Howie, stop.
Oh, Ben, I'm sorry you're broke.
Well, I'm not exactly broke. I got all I ever had, except I'm free of one financial obligation.
What's that?
Toodle-a-doo.
What are you talking about, Ben?
Hey, Sheriff, you tell him.
Well, I shouldn't have done it, but I weakened when Ben came over to Community Hall about an hour ago and said he was in jail.
Yeah, tell him, Roy.
Ben said I should come over with a long face and say his creditors had foreclosed. Discouraged the pink lady.
Oh, why, Ben Willett, you lovable scoundrel.
And it worked. She left. Did you think this up all by yourself, Vinny?
You didn't?
I gotta admit, it was another's idea.
Whose?
Idea came from the same little fellow who got me into all this mess. He's a pretty smart little guy. Mooney.
Mooney?
Yeah. Say, Mooney, kid. Now, where'd he go? Mooney!
Here I am, Mr. Willett. Oh, over here in back of the counter.
Well, leave things alone. What are you doing back there, boy?
I'm having fun. I'm running my fingers through the rice bin.
Yeah, the rice bin.
You know, the elbow macaroni. Have fun.
Oh, Evie. You aren't really mad at me, are you, baby?
Well, she didn't have to come here all dressed in pink.
He said you like me in pink.
Yeah, maybe I like you in pink or blue or green or... Gee.
Well, what is it then?
Ain't all of us kids the ones?
Friends, one final reminder. To help you start this new year right, your local John Hancock agent invites you to benefit from the practical experience of the John Hancock Mutual Life Insurance Company. Experience that reaches back a full 85 years. Your John Hancock agent is ready to make use of that wide experience to help you protect the security of those you love. So have a talk soon with your friendly John Hancock agent.
Sublime is written and produced by Robert L. Redd and stars Cliff Arquette and Mel Blanc, with the original cast including Jane Morgan, Earl Ross, Elvia Ullman, Joe Duvall, and Vincent Pelletier. Music is by Charles Dent. This is Art Gilmore saying next Monday night at this same time, tune in again to Point Sublime.
Program is transcribed. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.